Budget in Parliament. It's understood that Ramaphosa will also use his address to give feedback on his 100 days in office. Power News political editor Hajra Omaji is in Cape Town and she joins us on the line for this conversation. Good afternoon, Hajra.
Good afternoon from a very cold, damp and windy Cape Town.
Sorry about that. We are seeing sunlight here in Joburg. Government expenditure, though, and shrinking the size of cabinet are among the talking points to be looked at in the presidential budget. Talk us through that.
Well, indeed, I think President Cyril Ramaphosa will spend a lot of time dealing with his major interventions over the last 100 days. Now, during the State of the Nation address, President Ramaphosa promised to cut the size of his cabinet. We did not see that happen when he reshuffled his cabinet. In fact, this cabinet is seen to be a temporary cabinet, and his thought process in choosing his cabinet will be decided when he after we go to elections next year. It also around corruption, which Cyril Ramaphosa has tried to deal with head on. He's overhauled the boards of SOEs in a bid to get them operating better, and in that regard, I think he'll have good news to deliver.
Will the opposition be welcome to that issue of the resizing of cabinet, as you do mention there, that it may be something that is delayed? Opposition parties have been calling for an immediate shrinking of that cabinet. Tell us about that front.
I think today will mark the official end of Cyril Ramaphosa's honeymoon period in office. We have seen the opposition political party be very nice to him thus far. I think we'll see his government being criticized a lot more regularly by opposition parties after today. In fact, both the EFF as well as the Democratic Alliance have in recent days come out to say that Ramaphosa on the issue of land reform is all talk and no action. So he, as well as the ANC government, will be under pressure to deliver more aggressively in the days to come.
Hajra, what's expected on the progress of projects outlined in SONA? Do we expect the president to touch on those?
Well, we expect him to touch on those, although we don't expect a lot of detail. Let's not forget that during the medium-term budget policy statement that happens in October, that is when we'll see Ramaphosa's administration act more decisively to influence the budget in favor of new projects. We're also not seeing a sharp decline in unemployment levels just yet. Neither are we seeing a sharp increase in the gross domestic product of various sectors. And I think Ramaphosa has got to give us a more detailed plan on the way on the economy in the days to come. The good news, though, is that when South Africa issued bonds over the last few days, they were oversubscribed internationally. So there definitely is more hope in terms of the economy. But now South Africans need to ensure that their lived experience is in line with what Ramaphosa says as they consider casting their ballot in next year's general elections.
Lastly, 100 days in office for President Ramaphosa. What has been said and what do we expect his feedback to be around his tenure?
Well, I hope Ramaphosa will take the nation into his confidence around some of his biggest challenges or headaches over the last 100 days, and also what he's going to do to cut down the bureaucracy in the state. I also expect him to give us a little bit more detail in terms of Tuma Mina. He made the call during the State of the Nation address. He has been leading that campaign. The question is, what more can he do in the spirit of Tuma Mina?
Thank you so much, Hajra. Power News political editor Hajra Omaji talking us through President Cyril Ramaphosa's address in Parliament today, where